Blog Talk Radio.
And I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
man, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world.
I could rule the world, man.
If I rule the world, I would buy it all. I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. With restaurant selects, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. Until my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class with every like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world, man, if I rule the world,
if I rule the world,
yeah,
if I rule the world, man.
Seems life never at a standstill, even in the photo. Thinking about the ex-girl I hold though, like would we have won it all, or would I lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics, less trigonometry and more about taxes? They at the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab ratters? With a mansion that's about 5 floors, no more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for, and at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep, that way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world,
a dream? Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks, I remember. Hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young dentist, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy.
Word.
Style on the dial, I've been serving y'all lately. Cheddar on Federer, ball till I fall, etc., etc.
I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
man, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world.
That's that young buck out there talking about if he could rule the world, wrap himself up in diamonds and pearl, wanting to have 24 karat gold. How's everybody doing this evening? Welcome, 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 and happy Resurrection Day. I hope you're not out there looking and hunting for those Easter eggs, because we don't get down like that. How's everyone doing? And I would like for you to come into this house. We are having our feature show today entitled, Come Get Your Miracle. Now, you know, this is the day that we talk about miracles. You certainly don't want to miss this one. Why don't you strap yourself in and get ready to take a ride, a roller coaster ride, and we'll be right back at you in a second. Hold tight.
Hi.
toque el acordeón.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this Easter Sunday. And I hope you guys are faring well. I hope you had to go somewhere and resurrect your Savior, your Lord and Savior. I hope you had a chance to talk about him being the mercy seat and how he bared it all for you and I. He was the ultimate sacrifice, ladies and gentlemen. We ought to be happy today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I like to say to all those churches out there who are opening their doors to Resurrection Sunday, who are depicting the reenactment of Jesus' death, his resurrection. Did you see how he went down in the pit of hell and came up with all power in his hand, and he had the keys to the kingdom? Now, how many of you want keys? We're going to talk on the keys today is your miracle. So get yourself in position as we go over to the talking cure room and get in position of prayer. As we stand before the Almighty with our hands in position of prayer, if you will stand with me as we do our prayer today. Father, we just gracefully come before you, asking that you would allow us to humble this flesh. We know that this flesh is desperately wicked, and who can know it? And we're asking, Father, that if you can help us beat the flesh down every day, so this spirit man that we live for, and as we kill the old man daily, Father, help us to realize that we are not to walk after no man by the flesh, but to only know that person through spirit and through his character. Father, we ask that every ancestor that has gone through the and every one of our family members that is still yet in the miry clay that's working its way back here to this plane and this atmosphere. We call on every one of those ancestors that might be out in the atmosphere. We say that you're welcome here today. Spirit, you're welcome here today, and we invite you in. We call on all of the heroes and zeros, Shekez Diop, Harriet Tubman. We call on Coretta Scott King. We call on Dr. Martin Luther King. We call on Dr. Carruthers, Dr. John Henry Clark. We call on these forefathers, asking them to come out front and that they will take their proper seats and their places and that we will be in position today to tap into their melanin. And Father, we thank you for every family member represented here today. And may each and every one of these family members stand in the gap and become that mercy seat. We know that Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, that we knew that one day we would stop slaughtering cows and horses and ox to represent our sin and to replace our sin. We now have the ultimate sacrifice, and the ultimate sacrifice was Jesus. And as he was the ultimate sacrifice to bore all of our sins upon him, he took it all, and he took it all to the grave, and he buried it and left it there. So why are we still yet toying with sin? And why are we still not walking in our miracles? And we say, Father, to God be the glory. Amen. Now I want to ask you, saints, if Jesus took all of this sin, you say, to the grave, and he took it in stride and he left it and buried sin deep in the pit of hell, and when he came back, there were witnesses that witnessed that he came back with all power in his hand. And he had the keys of death, meaning he said, death, where is your sting? He took the sting out of death. So we would no longer have to experience the hardship of dying. He took it all upon him, and he became the mercy seat. So, as we talk about our miracle, those keys, where are those keys? And did somebody lose those keys? And do we not know how to access the keys? The keys of the kingdom was given to a long time ago. This is our blessing, and this will be our miracle. How can you operate a vehicle without keys? How can you go anywhere without keys? We've been trying to travel and get to this destination without our keys. But you say, Omi, Jesus held those keys. That's right. And if Jesus held those keys, and if Jesus is in us, and we're in Jesus, and Christ Jesus is us, then we hold those keys to life itself. Then why are we not operating in those keys where we can open every door of bondage, every door of disappointment, every door of hardship, every door of crisis, every door of rejection, every door of denial, every door of racism, every door of partiality? We can open every door that's been closed. He said, when I close a window, know this, saints, that a door will be open to you. I close a door, know that a window will be open unto you. He always leaves a way of escape for his people. So where are those escape chutes at today? Where are those escape doors? Have we lost ever-loving mind and forgot about the escape to allow us to escape out of this mess? So you say the Republicans want us to be more conservative. What are they trying to conserve anyway? When you're trying to conserve something, you're holding on to something. You're like the Dead Sea. You're holding on to everything and not releasing anything and preventing somebody else from having their share. I say that the Republicans want to remain in the darkness. And they want to remain rich. And they want to hold and withhold all those that should have that have not. So are we going to allow the Republicans to step in and tell us that they're not concerned about welfare issues? They're not concerned about giving out food stamps to those who are less fortunate? They're not concerned about Social Security and giving you your livelihood when you begin to retire? They're not concerned with you having your Medicare? I say to those conservatives, and especially if you're African American and you're on the far right talking about your conservative, a conservative is just another excuse to perpetrate racism. If the first reparations were given to those in the northern countries that were given, and all those slave owners who owned slaves and land were given reparation, they were the first to receive welfare recipientship, then why not can't they give it to those so-called Yankees that are still in need of their reparation? So if you want to talk about the fact that the so-called right-wingers who want to be conservatives, who are the Republicans who don't want to have to give anybody that are the masses any breaks and want them to sweat to their brows and make their own way and have their own business, then tell me why so many of our rich and Republicans have been given so many set aside. Tell me why. Because it's been kept a secret and you don't think the world knows about it. But if people go back and research their history, they can see where the first reparations went. And history will back me up on this. Now, I'm a little disgusted. And all of those out there who want to beat Obama down, and they get on these radio shows, and they literally massacre the man. I had to stop listening to the radio show the other day because one of those wingers, and I won't call their name, they know who they are, who's talked about the N-word being used and said that why is it that they can't use the N-word when it's being perpetrated? Now, somebody has gone too far to think that they don't have to show honor and respect to the position and title of our president. but they have to show honor and respect in regard, irregardless of what his nationality or creed is. He is the president. And to think that you can ask him why the N-word can't be used is an insult. Now, everything that's happening, they want to put it on Obama, and they want to dismiss him for being the cause of it. And when they did the statistics and said, does most people hate Obama because of his race and not because of the position he's in? They're absolutely right. The census came back. Most people hate him because of his race. He cannot help his race. And neither can you. And it's not fair to judge him because of his race. I do know this. A miracle is getting ready to come. A miracle is getting ready to happen. Because Obama is trying to get the keys to the proper people so that we can open up some doors. It's time out for collapsing into madness and then giving the black man the keys to the door and ask him, excuse me, if he can open the door with the wrong keys. Now you've given this black man the driver's seat and giving him the keys to the car. Then darn it, let him drive the doggone thing. Let him drive it, because you've had centuries to drive this car, and you've driven it into the ground. And now that it's falling apart, you handed the keys over to Obama. Then let him drive it and step aside, because he's getting ready to take us some places. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for that ride, because I'm getting ready to take you some places. Oh.
Mes avertissements, mes voici un monde triste, ma bise, ma devant rap, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma mais c'est du rap, ma reste à tous ces gars qui m'ont quitté pour des années, rap, plus ma les gros, vous méritez mes applaudissements, malheureusement, c'est un héros, ne reconnaissez pas du rap, ma il faut qu'il rappe, c'est faire du jacasse, négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parle, ma parle, ma
Goma, all my people need a money. Peace is what you get when you stand up. The time is now, say Wakati. They see me and ask, Tuna Tokowapi. Where you from? Carolina, but I'm really an African son. Hot as the African sun. Freedom's about to be won. If you get you clapping your hands, nobody's clapping a gun. Poa poa, Zurisana, and Ndugu Zangu, can you feel me? Sawa sawa.
Wakati wa kujenga, wakati wa kusonga, wakati wa maendeleo, bidii na jihada. Songa mkongomani bila asira na chuki, tenda mkongomani bila ziki nuna fiki. Acha kukula rushwa, hizo damu zishapita. Pamoja na umoja tutasimamisha Afrika. Na bidii, Kongo itasikika. Itasikika hata itakubalika.
Ni wakati wa kumaliza vita, ni wakati wa kushikana mkono, ni wakati wa kujenga nchi, ni wakati wa kushinda mshabana.
Kujenga inchi yetu Kongo, even my flow Oyo tango wako tonga bolingo. Ni wakati ya kuheshimu mtu na mali yake. Telemo matu temeno wa ubagaji. Telemo matu telemo mani wakati ya kukata. Telemo matu temeno a la corruption. Telemo matani sao ya kubadele Afrika. Telemo matu temeno a la guerre rebellion.
Goma, sote tu mefika. Goma, sote tu astika. Sasa wakati umefika, Kongo yote zima lazima tusikiki. Yote enzi musa niliona kama ni zero. Kwani kila siku tulipewa mipokero. Fasi mbali mbali ata paka na kisharo. Na kisharo walipewa mipokero.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, these are some cuts that come out of the lab that are being put together, a little musical instrument custom made. So enjoy these musical instruments that are made in the lab. Once again, we're talking about come and get your miracle. The keys, you say, Omi, where are the keys? And who is operating the vehicle? Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Obama has given all of us the keys. And we can create our miracle anytime we want to. You have to know that the fight and the battle was waged in the pit of hell. And Satan and his demons, the flesh, because there is no Satan. We're talking about the flesh, ladies and gentlemen. The flesh is who Jesus had enmity with. The spirit and the flesh were at war, and they're still at war. And if you want those keys to the kingdom, all you need to do is kill the flesh daily. Then you can have the keys, and you can go and get your miracle. So, Omi, you said there's no ways. It's already been a war raised against your flesh. You war not against flesh and blood, but have been against principalities and high places. This flesh has always been a wicked, wicked enemy of the spirit. So you have to operate in the spirit. And if you're not operating in the spirit, you're ordinarily and automatically operating in the flesh. Know no man after the flesh. I don't care how good he looks or he got on or she's got on. Know the man by the content of his person. Now we're fighting and waging a war against the flesh because there's miracles that has to be made out there. And a lot of us are walking around with the keys around our neck and don't even know we possess the keys to the kingdom. Now those of you that call yourself saints, stand up right now. You're holding keys that you're not operating the vehicle with. Hand over those keys. If you won't use the keys properly to move your vehicle, hand the keys over. Drop them on the floor. There's other people that have need of your donkey. And that's what your vehicle is a donkey to get you from here at one point to the next. If you're not going to use your keys, then you forfeit those keys to someone else because we got some miracle business to do. There's too much going on wrong in society, and we're operating without our keys. We can't get from here to Z. And we're frustrated because jobs won't open up. We're frustrated because people are setting foes before Obama, causing him to stumble. They better be careful that the holes that they dig, that they don't fall into them. It's time for those giants who operate with keys to this kingdom to step up and take the keys. The keys that have been dropped on the floor that no one has taken possession of, take possession of your keys. Jesus died a horrible death. He went down in the pit of Hades, they tell me. And he wrestled against life and death. To gain those keys in his hand, what should it profit a man to gain the whole world than to lose his soul? Jesus already took upon him sin. He took every sin that could be named upon him. Did he die for the sins of this world, Omi? Why then do we still yet have sin? It's because he couldn't have possibly died unbeknownst to him, and he couldn't have possibly came for every man on this earth. That's why a prophet is sent to every nationality. That's why we must acknowledge all the prophets. So then who did Jesus come to? He came to the Hebrews, and he took their sins upon him, you say. Then what about us and them and they? There were prophets that you won't even acknowledge, that you won't even give tribute to. They can't even have homage because you don't believe it could be more than one prophet. Well, that's a lie. There are many prophets, and we must acknowledge all of them. Jesus was one of the way showers, but there were many, many crucified saviors. and many prophets to lead us into understanding. And when we are able to come to grips with that, then we can respect the Turkish. Then we can respect the Islamic, the African. But we cannot go on any further disrespecting other creeds and denomination of people because they don't happen to be a Christian like you and I. That's where Jesus wants you to draw the line. He may no perspective a person. And he had never told us to respect the man and know the man by the flesh. He never told us that. And he knew that there were many other creeds and denominations in this world. That's why God said he was a just God, because he knew there were other gods that would be coming. He wouldn't have never told you he was a jealous if there were no more other gods in the earth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been teaching this thing all backwards. We've been teaching it all backwards. When we say that Jesus came from the side of God in heaven to this earth and that he resided there in the kingdom with God. My question then is, since God represents the Christian family and he honors the family, my question is, in honoring the family, Jesus then had to have come from a family. Then where is the owner? And if you say that he had to become God also, what is the point of him becoming God when he was representing the Son? And see, that's where we have to clarify things. You're going to have him into a schizophrenic Jesus, where he's God one minute and Jesus the next. Let's put him in his proper place. If he was the Son, then let him be the Son. And that's a misnomer, because the halo over his head represents the sun rising. So if he was the sun, let him stay in the position of the sun. But you say, no man has seen God and lived, because God is all-consuming fire, and no one has seen him and lived. So if God left his throne, he would no more be God than you and I, because all of his glory will be left on the throne. And he could not come here to earth to deal with our affairs because he told us to take dominion and subdue the earth. I want to get a few things straight in here. I want to get a few things straightened out. And as John Legend say, let's straighten it out. Because a lot of young people are confused about this schizophrenic Jesus that you present to us. They're very confused about the fact that he could become his father one minute, and the next minute he's Jesus. And he's another. So there's some questions he needs to answer, Pastor, Evangelist, and we need to make it plain. So he that readeth it, let him run with it. For this is for this season and this time. We must make things plain. Was Jesus God? Were they one and the same? And why did Jesus have to become God if he was a man here on this earth? So I want to put that out there for questions and answers. Who was this Jesus, and was he God? Now, if he went down into the pit of hell to fight on our behalf, to take the sting out of death, when he came up, he should have put an end to suffering. And death would have no more sting. Then why does death still have sting to this day? And why do we still cry out with gnashing of teeth when a loved one parts this earth? Because the sting of death is still there. And tell me, if he wrestled with the foes to be and grabbed the keys of the kingdom and he came back, and he left his spirit on this earth, then why are we still wrestling with the things of this world? And why is setting us, if he took sin upon himself, then we are living a counterfeit, because sin is still ranting this earth, and we're still wrestling with sin. Then you've got to tell the people something better than that. Was he not victorious in conquering death and sin? Was he not? Was he not the ultimate sacrifice? The question still yet remains unanswered. But what we do know is that we have authority, because the scriptures clearly say for us to take dominion and to subdue a thing and put it under our feet. Then we can produce miracles. There is nothing that can be set up that's so great that we cannot overcome it. And therefore, the miracles that you're looking for are right in your path, because Jesus started this process of taking dominion. He wrestled with death itself. You're going to have to wrestle with your own flesh on a daily basis. You're going to have to kill the old man on a daily basis. You still yet have some work to do. Jesus didn't do it all. Because if you sit on your fanny and think that you no longer have to wrestle with this flesh and it's a problem for you and that you can let it do as it want to do, and you assume that Jesus did it all and the flesh is in control, you've got another thing coming. You're going to have to kill this old man and his flesh every day, daily. And you're going to have to tell it from behind me, Satan, and bring the old man under subjection. Because every day we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. So this flesh is still a problem for us. We have not defeated death, and we have not defeated this flesh. And let's quit fooling ourselves and realize there's a battle every day you're going to have with this flesh. And every day when you go out, you have to learn how to subdue it. So when you have needs and you want miracles to show up in your life, you got to take advantage of your options that you have. If you don't take advantage of your options, you will never experience a miracle. Now, in taking advantage of your options, you have an option to be the ruler over your flesh. You have the option to subdue it and take dominion, to take the reins and put bits in the horse's mouth and steer it from right to left, or put it in neutral. You have that authority. And don't let anyone take it from you. Be you rich or poor, you all have been given a measure of faith, and you all have been given his essence. And you all are God, because he resides within you. And yes, Jesus lives. Yes, Jesus lives. He lives. And when he came back here, he left his spirit on this earth for you and I to consume. And oh yes, God lives because he deposited his essence within you. And you are to act out the God within you. And he said, greater things will you do. It's time for you to act out and to perform your miracles and to take the keys to the driving seat and start driving your own vehicle. Now, don't forget, we are communal believers. We are tribal believers. We must come in our huddle and come together in agreement tribally and come out with one united front. I'm not talking about this individualistic thinking where you go off to the side and say, I'm not believing what Omi tells me. I have my own belief. We all have our own belief. But collectively, as tribal believers, we've got to come out with one united front. And it's time out for black folks going off talking about, I'm now a Republican because I got these degrees and I got the kind of things that white folks got, so I'm rich like them, so I must think like them. Honey, stop it. If you can, you don't have to look that far back to remember when some of your people were on welfare and suffering, and some were dropping out of school and some were being discriminated against. You don't have to look that far back. I don't care how high up you go, you still will be looking up to somebody else. So you have to remember that taking a position to be a conservative as a black man is saying that you are helping others to be practicing racism in its worst way. And racism is a sickness and an illness. And the person needs to treat it for it. So being a conservative would mean that you are rich beyond all matters and you don't need nobody to do nothing, not even open up the door, because you've got it yourself. And you got it like that. Well, if you're one of those conservatives who are practicing against your own race, then you're wrong. And those who are coming against Obama because he's not a conservative and because they can't make him a right-winger, those people who are on the radio perpetrating a fraud against our dear brother, they better stop it, because the ancestors don't like it. And there's more with us than against us. And we are in a battle right now. And that's why I am coming to get you a miracle. You need some ammunition. Your weapon is not carnal. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Lay down your arms, you imposter. And if you don't have the real juice, the spirit, because the spirit is eternal, but the natural is temporal. So when you get your hands on something that's spiritual, you have something eternal. You have the gift of eternal life. Now, Jesus couldn't do it all for us. He couldn't take the sting of death away completely. He couldn't even stop you from warring with your flesh completely. He left you still back here, an enemy of your flesh. And you will always be an enemy of your flesh until you subdue it and let the spirit reign. Jesus tried to teach you that it was the spirit that is leaving here with you. Now, how many of you know that his spirit still resides here on this earth? You should be able to see him through your child, through your husband, through your children. And you should be able to see him in your own eyes, because he didn't die for nothing. He came back to bring his spirit to reside and rest, rule, and abide in your being. And if his spirit is within you, he can no more die. He is immortal, and he lives. Yes, Jesus lives through you. Now, as he lived through you, he was in the miracle business. Now, you're in the miracle business. Take up your profession. He was a miracle worker wherever he went. And he said, not you bother me. My time has not come yet in the miracle business. Well, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Your time has come in the miracle business. It is your time now to start creating the atmosphere for miracles. Start producing miracles within your community. Gary in Detroit, Michigan. Iowa. Georgia. Georgia, Dallas, Texas, create your miracles wherever you might be. Do the works that our Father did. He said, greater works shall we do than he did. Then let's get on with the miracle business today. Let the miracles begin. Let the miracles start. Let's take that ride.
Mes avertissements, mes voici un monde triste, ma vis, ma dévorate, ma je rappe tellement mal, ma mais c'est du rap, ma respect tous ces gars qui m'ont quitté pour des années, rap plus, ma les gros, vous méritez mes applaudissements, malheureusement, c'est un héros, ne reconnaissent pas du rap, ma il faut qu'il rappe et c'est faire du jacasse, ma négro, votre place n'est pas ici, c'est au parle, ma parle.
All right now, ladies and gentlemen, that introduction song that I played, that if I ruled the world, if I had enough money to rule the world, well, black people, you have $1 billion purchasing power. You are going to rule the world. It's your time to take that position as if you rule the world and if you own 24 carats of gold and function like you are a ruler. Quit playing second-class citizens, letting immigrants take your place. You are not the new immigrants. You have long been in position to rule, but you have been afraid to take your proper position. It is now time for you to exemplify what a real miracle worker can do. Now, he said greater things that we will do than he did. How dare someone say that Jesus Christ could not be a woolly-head man with burnt feet and be black, when in fact that was the way he was described in our good book. Put him in your image and see him in your image. Then you will be able to see yourself in that place of rulership. You putting a Michelangelo in the place of your Jesus. And let's see him in a proper perspective. If he could be white and Caucasian, let's slip him into blue, black, and then black. Do it like that. Then you can see him in the image of your own likeness. And if we can realize that he came here and resided on earth and said, the greater things shall we do, it's time for us to take up our miracles and do those greater things. If you are not afraid to step in the position of rulership, you can be a miracle worker. There's some work that has to be done out here. Obama can't do it alone. He's counting on you and you and you. You over there in Detroit, Michigan, he's counting on you to do your part. You over there in Gary, Indiana, he's calling you to say, yes, we can. You over there in Iowa, he's telling you that we've been able to do this for a long time. We just got to step out front. And if you're not afraid in Chicago, Illinois, why don't you step up front? A miracle worker. He said, greater things that we shall do. It's time for those greater things to be on the scene. Because I rule the world. I'm going to wear some diamonds and some pearls and have 24 karat gold around me 24/7. Let's do this. Let's create miracles. I'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
And I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If I got me thinking,
man, if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
if I rule the world,
if I rule the world, man,
if I rule the world, I would buy it all. I'm addicted to champagne and buying them all. I'm addicted to living life above the law. How much do it take to live above the law? I call my homie Ralph up, cause his car stopped. Told him bump a new car, come grab the car lot. That way you can have convertibles and a hard top. Open up a few doors since we had a hard knock. Life, life, open up. For restaurants and legs, they open up. Start a franchise, so my dog could quit wearing the fofo up on his waist like it's his pants size. And so my OG locked up, bumping ready or not. Who was just trying to do it big, but wasn't ready to die. Cop a first class wherever he like, with hoes already inside. Now he can rest in peace while he alive.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold.
Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls, yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah,
if I rule the world,
got me thinking, man, if I rule the world,
if I rule the world,
yeah,
if I rule the world, man.
Seems life's never at a standstill, even in a photo. Thinking about the ex-girl I hold, though, like, would we have won it all, or would I have lost it all? Like Ocho, the things I think about the most are things I never know, though. Like, why don't schools teach more mathematics? Less trigonometry and more about taxes. They at the chalkboard teaching us ass backwards. How about preparing us for life instead of lab ratters? With a mansion that's about 5 floors. No more sleeping on the couches cause we got 5 more. With the fam that reminded me what I'm alive for. And at the same time remind me what I died for. A world where you wouldn't need sleep. That way we could catch up instead of chase dreams. And finally get the speedboat my dad always wanted. That's why I feel it coming.
Wishing I could wrap my whole life up in 24 karats of gold. Lately I've been dreaming about diamonds and pearls. Yeah, diamonds and pearls. And enough money I could rule the world.
If I rule the world,
yeah, if I rule the world.
If I got me thinking, man,
if I rule the world.
If I rule the world,
is this a dream? Well, that's how I feel. Sometimes I gotta pinch a fat ass to see if it's real. I specifically remember, no heat in the winter. Now I supply heat for the winter. Then I skate to the beach for the winter. When it come to chips, boy, a nigga get a grip. No cleats, I'm a winner. Show love to the hoes and the freaks, I remember. Hit the club and raise hell all week for the sinners. Meet a young Dennis, the menace to society. Check my sobriety, fuck hoes and varieties. Shame that these things is the reason you admire me. But I'm getting dope, man, these flows gon' retire me. Splurging all crazy, switching lanes in the rain, swerving all crazy.